A special mark can also indicate a change in the direction of voyage. A good example of this is the Gold Coast Seaway. When we enter the Gold Coast Seaway from offshore, if we turn to the right and head north, we are heading into the port of Brisbane and are travelling with the direction of voyage. However, if we turn to the left and head south, we are heading upstream in the Nerang River, so we are still travelling in the direction of voyage because we are heading upstream. The Gold Coast can be a tricky area to navigate. Once you head north past SeaWorld, the red beacons are on the starboard side of our boat until we reach the special mark, indicating a change in the direction of voyage. If you miss this, you will run aground north of Wavebreak Island on a large sandbank. This is why it's vital to consult our chart or beacon to beacon. The direction of voyage changes, and from that point on, we now have to have the port marker on our port side and the starboard marker on our starboard side. When travelling in shallow areas like the Gold Coast or Palmerstone Passage, you need to be checking your chart or beacon to beacon to avoid the sandbanks and running aground. The special markers indicating the changes in the area we need to be aware of.